Brenda Talent joins us now from the Show Me Institute to talk about the change of power that we've had now in Missouri here with the governor. So Governor Parson is now sworn in, and he is as the acting governor of the state of Missouri. And a lot of people have a lot of question about what comes next. Lots of questions certainly exist about what took place in the past and putting all those pieces together. But it is important for Missourians to focus on what do we do now? Where do we go from here? What does a Governor Parson administration look like? Brenda, thank you so much for joining us. Show Me Institute, showmeinstitute.org. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
So tell us, what do we expect out of a Governor Parson administration?
Well, we know what he's promising. Let me go over a little history. I'm sure you've done it with your listeners, but he was a sheriff. He served in the House and in the Senate, and I wouldn't characterize his tenure as an elected legislator as particularly trailblazing, but, you know, you represent your constituency, and now his constituency is in the entire state of Missouri. So when he ran for lieutenant governor, he talked about eliminating government waste, about growing the Missouri economy, two policy issues that are near and dear to the Show Me Institute's heart. So we're going to be watching a few things, and there are a few things that we can watch almost immediately to get an idea of where perhaps this governor will lead. And, you know, and I think we should divide out the leading on policy. I do think, as our new governor, there is going to be less drama in Jefferson City. But that doesn't really address...
That bar is set pretty low.
Policy we would end up seeing. So here's a couple of things. First of all, as I'm sure you've discussed, you know, Governor Greitens, before he left office, signed 77 bills.
Right.
Some of which makes us go raw really well. You know, corporate income tax reduction, course access. One bill he didn't sign was the reduction of the individual income tax, which would take us immediately from a tax rate of 4.9 to 5.5%. So the question is, will Governor Parson sign that bill and reduce our income tax? One thing to watch. Another item to watch, well, actually two other items to watch, would be, first of all, what happens with the low-income tax housing credit? We know that the Missouri Housing Development Commission reduced it, took it to zero under Governor Greitens, that the Missouri House zeroed it out also. And we know that the House is signaling, look, we need to really look at reform at this tax credit because it's not delivering on what it promises to do. Then Lieutenant Governor Parson voted against reducing the low-income tax housing credit, said it needed to be restored. So one question is he going to take the signal from the House, which is signaling reform is needed, and when he appoints members to that commission, will they do nothing and proceed with reform, or will they restore that credit? Another important item to watch. And then the final thing we're going to be watching is what will happen with our State Board of Education. You know, that the appointment of members to that board has been filled with controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Greitens' appointees were not approved. Question is, what kind of individuals will Governor Parson appoint, and what kind of commissioner will they end up hiring? Because, you know, if one thing Governor Greitens was doing was he was disrupting the status quo. He was saying, we can't continue on the course that we've been doing with education in the state of Missouri. We need to do something different. So, query, will Governor Parson upset the status quo, or will he go along with the status quo? And that's another area that we're going to be watching, because education reform, getting a more educated workforce, they're crucial to Missouri being competitive and growing economically.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be interesting to see how he works specifically with the legislators, how he goes in and works with the people, because a lot of the criticism that Governor Greitens faced was his lack of effort to make friends and to work with the people who were working side by side with him to get stuff done as opposed to against. Do you think that the temperature is favorable for a more collaborative effort to work for Missouri with this governor and with the legislature?
Well, I think there's definitely a more collaborative air, if you will, because Governor Parsons has served in those bodies. He knows a number of those people. He's friends with them. And, of course, as lieutenant governor, he presided over the Senate. So I think from that standpoint, you know, being getting along, knowing the people, not ruffling too many feathers. But, of course, if you're a leader and you want to get things done, sometimes you do have to ruffle feathers. And leadership can come from a couple of different points. It could come from Governor Parson and his office, or the leadership could come from the Missouri General Assembly. And I think that question is still out there. The legislature definitely got a number of pieces of important legislation across the line. Who's going to be driving the agenda for Missouri? Will it be the governor, or will it be the leadership in the General Assembly with the governor saying, yeah, I like that? And that's really the question for us to see, because Mike Parson, as a legislator, as they say, wasn't a particular trailblazer. That doesn't mean he doesn't have that in him. It just may mean that for his constituency then, there was nothing in particular that he felt a compelling need to push. You know, he was a sheriff. Maybe we'll see criminal justice reform. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a number of areas in Missouri where that could be addressed. He has an agricultural background. I would expect to see him do some things in the agricultural arena and the life science arena. But, you know, again, for my focus from a policy standpoint, I want to understand what he means by cutting government waste and growing Missouri's economy. Growing Missouri's economy, if you're picking winners and losers through handing out tax credits, is not the way to grow the economy. You want to grow the economy, you reduce taxes, you give everyone regulatory relief.
Yeah.
And so those are the kinds of things that we're going to be watching for from a policy perspective.
Well, that's what's so great about the Show Me Institute, is that you guys are going to be very, very eagle-eyed onto all of the goings-on now that Governor Parson has taken over and the next policy steps that they take. It's something that a lot of people are interested in, certainly, but it's sometimes hard to kind of comb through the muck and figure out what's happening and read these long bills. The Show Me Institute is doing that for you. You can go to showmeinstitute.org and read all of their wonderful research there. And you can also donate to support them and their efforts as well, because it takes quite a lot of effort to make this possible. And then you're advocating for the common sense taxpayer in Missouri. So Brenda Talent with the Show Me Institute, thank you so much for the insight. We'll continue to pay attention to this, and we'll be in touch as more develops.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
Absolutely. Brenda Talent with the Show Me Institute.